All right, we are member-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. It's always nice to have guests in studio, even when they're on the phone, and we got Ernest Green from Washed Out on the line right now. Hi.
Hello, hello. How's it going?
It's going very well. First of all, I know you're not able to make it to our studios, but we're a brand-new radio station. Again, listener-supported, like a nonprofit entity, just earshot from Los Angeles, like been on the air for 10 months. Our studios are rad off of PCH. You know, we're able to take a chance on a record. And, you know, right off the bat, as soon as we got the new stuff from Washed Out, we are spinning it. So, again, next time you're sweeping through SoCal, man, you got to take the time to hit up our studios. I tell people there's only so much K-Rock or Clear Channel can do for artists. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. God, I appreciate the plays, man. That sounds really rad.
Oh, for sure. So again, Ernest Green from Washed Out. The new record's really not available to the general public quite yet. It's coming out in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, correct. The 13th, I believe.
Yeah, Paracosm. Now, how is it? I mean, you've been putting out records since like 2009, right?
Correct. Yeah, I put out a couple of EPs in 2009, and then 2011, I put out my first LP, and this is the second one, Paracosm.
Cool, man. Well, has Sub Pop always been on board, and were they the first to notice type of thing?
They were one of the first people. Actually recorded the first two EPs in my bedroom completely by myself and just put them up on the internet, and was lucky enough that the right people heard that stuff and liked it and kind of passed it around. And
And that was before that was,
a little bit later.
That was before even playing shows. I mean, I guess you could talk about all day the importance of social media and stuff and being an independent artist, huh?
Oh yeah, 100%. I was living in a small town in Georgia, and you know, breaking in the music business was not like a realistic option for me. So I never even thought about performing or anything like that, and just put the songs up on a whim, and they caught on really fast. And like I said, I think it was early 2010 when Sub Pop kind of reached out, and you know, there was quite a bit of hype at the time, and a lot of people kind of reaching out. It wasn't until 2011 that I actually signed a deal with them, but it was great that they hung on for that long and were still super psyched about, you know, putting a record out. So I think it's worked out for the best, for sure.
Cool, man. So how has the, I guess, the band changed since its inception? I mean, Washed Out is basically you, but has it turned into like a collaborative effort between a bunch of other musician friends?
A little bit. I still do most of the recording myself, but the live performances, it's very much a collaboration and much more of like a real kind of rock band in some ways. Like, we're a five-piece now, with bass, drums, guitar, and then I play keyboards, and we have another keyboardist. So
cool.
It's much more fleshed out in that way. And, like, you know, because they're more organic kind of instruments happening, it's slightly less electronic, I guess. But yeah, it's just, you know, playing shows the last couple of years, you know, things have changed, you know, learning quite a bit, you know, being on the road or whatnot. So,
right.
Yeah, it's always evolving.
No, because I imagine it still might just be you going home in your own studio putting songs together. But, I mean, you got to somehow recreate what's going on in the studio live, right? You got to have those
exactly.
Extra musicians, right?
Exactly. And that was the tough part initially, was a lot of my stuff was, because it was a little bit more electronic, it was a lot of sequence stuff and some samples. And it didn't make a lot of sense performing that, you know, with a band. And so I think this new record is much more of a band record in that way. I think it's going to be much more fun to perform as well because of that.
Cool, man. Again, the new record, it's Paracosm, correct?
Correct.
Right, and it's available to the general public in just a couple weeks from now. It's mid-August. I guess August 13th is what I'm looking at right here. I don't know if I believe everything I read on the internet, but is that the date?
Yeah, August 13th is when it's coming out. Yeah, really excited about it. Put a lot of work over the last 6 months to a year making it happen.
Cool. Well, where was it all, you know, written and recorded? Did you link up with any rad producers for this new effort? And, you know, how much of it was written on the fly in the studio as you guys are, you know, approaching this thing?
Yeah, I started out, I have a home studio back in Georgia, and started out writing there, doing some demoing. And then later in the process, there's a producer named Ben Allen, who's based in Atlanta. We got together at his place and finished up all of the kind of live side, the drums and the bass. And so, yeah, all in all, it was about a six-month process, maybe 3 weeks with Ben. So, yeah, super fun, but stressful at the same time.
Right, and I imagine there's a lot of Pro Tools involved in layering of songs. Are you guys in a room looking at each other doing the whole Jim James thing and, like, playing live?
Yeah, it's funny. There was much more live playing for sure on this record, but, you know, I still feel very much like an electronic musician, you know. Like, I still manipulate things on the computer quite a bit to get the sound I'm going for. So this record really is a weird kind of mix of the organic and the electronic. Much more so than, you know, my previous records. And again, that has a lot to do, I think, with the live performance and, you know, playing with other musicians and all that.
Again, Ernest Green on the line from Washed Out. Now, it looks like you're going to be touring really North America through August up until, I don't know, maybe even through September. Not many shows listed in the next couple weeks, although tonight in Los Angeles, there's going to be more or less a listening party, right?
Correct. Yeah, yeah, we're in town. We're going to do a short little set of like four songs, but we're going to have the record playing for a couple hours, and I think I'm going to do a quick like Q&A. But yeah, like we're trying to get ready for all the traveling coming up. You know, it's going to be, I'm anticipating, you know, a good 6 months of constant touring initially, and then probably the beginning of next year we'll start with festivals and stuff like that.
Cool, man. Well,
yeah, trying to get excited about it.
We have been giving away tickets to the FYF Festival. Looks like you're playing that. That's in Los Angeles, again, 2 days in August, the 24th and 25th. So we'll definitely see you there. And
awesome.
Yeah, and then keep up with your travels, I guess. And when it's all said and done, maybe you could finally come through and we could talk about touring and whatever else is on the horizon. And
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man.
Pleasure.
Cool. Again, Ernest Green on the phone from Washed Out. I got to ask you about Portlandia.
Yeah.
It's a funny show. It's making fun of hipsters. And I think there's a Portland probably in every state of the union. You could find kind
100%.
Of a weird enclave, right? Now,
100%.
Now, I guess, you know, artists are now pimping their music to radio stations as well as music supervisors. And that's kind of the new horizon. You know, those are the people who pick music for TV and film. Was that the case for you, or the Portlandia people just kind of found your music and decided to put it on the show?
Yeah, oddly enough, there was no shopping around with my music. I actually got an email from Fred Armisen.
That's awesome.
Which completely blew my mind. Again, I was living in a small town in Georgia, and I really thought someone was, like, playing a trick on me or something. But he actually knew my lawyer at the time and had worked with him in the past, and just got my email and reached out. And at the time, it was still, like, very much in conceptual mode. Like, they hadn't shot anything. And, you know, he pitched the idea. And for me, it was a no-brainer. I was, you know, a huge fan of his. And I knew it was going to be funny. And, you know, it seems to be getting better and better with each new season they do.
No, that's totally cool, man. You know, I've seen the show. I didn't even realize that that was your music till I kind of Googled your stuff earlier today. But that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a big kind of boost for sure. You know, a lot of people have found out about us through the show, and we're super thankful about that.
Nice, man. Well, let me ask you this. A couple more questions before we kind of wrap it up here. Again, Ernest Green on the line from the band Washed Out. What's one record that you really could never part with? You know, you always need the physical copy of that you'll never give to a friend or sell to Music Trader for pennies on the dollar. You know, rather than asking you who your influences are, what's that, you know, one or two records for you that you always have to have?
Well, I think the biggest record for me that I first heard when I was like 17 or 18 years old and just kind of getting into music and starting to write songs was DJ Shadow's Introducing.
Cool.
Which I was, you know, I'd listened to a little bit of hip hop before that, but it was mainly kind of very mainstream stuff. And it just really hit me in the gut level. Like, I mean, it works on so many levels. It's super psychedelic and got great beats. And, yeah, it pretty much changed the way I made music, and, you know, it's kind of carried through to this day, so I think that's the big one. For this new record, I'd say Van Morrison's Astral Weeks is pretty big. I listen
cool.
to it all the time, and definitely have that on vinyl and wouldn't want to part with it for sure.
Cool, man. Again, you said you grew up in Georgia, and you never went, you're not like a classically trained, you know, musician. You actually went to school for something totally different, huh?
Correct. Yeah, I studied English literature in college and then actually worked at a library for a couple of years before the Washed Out thing took off. So, yeah, quite a different lifestyle.
Right. And did you ever think music would be your full-time job? Actually, let me ask you this. I feel like we have a lot of musicians who listen to this, you know, listener-supported radio station.
Yeah.
Again, we play a lot of independent artists, lesser-known record labels and stuff like that. Any advice you would give to someone who would like to kind of be in your shoes pretty soon, you know, touring and making records and doing what you love?
Yeah, well, I think first off, I'd recommend just working as hard as you can, making records if that's what you're into. Just write as many songs as you can do, you know, record as many songs as you can just to learn the process of it, first and foremost. But then don't be scared about putting it out there online, you know, like I'm a perfect example of like, you know, I feel like if it's any good nowadays, it's going to, you know, reach the top levels. You know, I feel like the best stuff tends to rise to the top. So,
sure.
Yeah, don't be scared of putting it out there.
Right. And just keep working, huh?
For sure.
Ernest Green on the line. The new record, Paracosm, is available to the general public soon. August 13th, you could pre-order it, through the social networking, through his website, and the Washed Out stuff on the internet as well. We just played It All Feels Right. We're going to play the song Don't Give Up. Right after we get off the phone with you, I noticed there's a rad video, man, on your website for Don't Give Up. Who shot that?
Yeah, it's this director from the UK, her name's Kate, and she's super amazing. She's done some stuff with Jesse Ware before, which I was a big fan of, and they were able to get access to the London Zoo, and I think for a full day and just, you know, try to find the craziest stuff they could shoot.
Right, the visuals, in that video, really cool.
The post-production, they've added a lot of, like, psychedelic colors and stuff, so it kind of takes it to another place, for sure, than just your straight-up kind of Discovery Channel stuff.
Right. Well, that's cool. Anything you want to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Washed Out thus far?
I don't know. I mean, people call it chill wave with the initial tag, so...
I've never heard that. I've never heard that term before, but I like it. Chill wave.
Yeah. I mean, it's, kind of cheesy, I guess, but in some ways it works. It's, you know, pretty laid-back tempos and that sort of thing. So if you'd like to chill, maybe give it a spin.
Cool, man. Much luck in the upcoming weeks. We'll be in touch, and hopefully you could come through our station eventually, maybe for a performance for our listeners. Who knows? We're pulling some really rad acts these days. We're putting them down on the beach and shooting rad content. You know, hopefully stuff will go viral. Yeah.
That sounds great, man. For sure, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, Ernest, you're the best, man. I appreciate you very much. We'll talk soon.
Cool. Thanks a lot, dude. Have a good day.